organizations, Christian organizations, but financially we are broke at the moment, the Willows, and so yours truly is paying like the rent and things like this at the moment. That includes, of course, the Luncheon Club, but the Luncheon Club is one thing that does seem to make a profit. So we can't really blame them. But, you know, if you think of things like Links and all the other organisations that we support, direct debits come sometimes at the wrong time. And when there's a weekend, we have to wait till after the weekend before one comes in, etc. So I think that's part of the reason. But any extra help could be advantageous for us at the moment. All right. So over to Gilly.
Okay. Well, good morning. Good morning.
Sorry,
it's all right. It's all right. So I'm going to read Proverbs 8:11. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Now, isn't it interesting that wisdom is described as her or she? Sorry, I threw that in today. So today we are coming as a family to celebrate the ladies in our fellowship. We acknowledge that Mother's Day can be a difficult day for a lot of us, but we do celebrate mothers, but we also celebrate all the ladies among us. So that's what we're going to do today, and who knows, there may be later on. So let's start with prayer. Lord Jesus, we do thank you, mainly for you, Lord. We thank you for everyone in this fellowship, but especially today we're remembering the ladies in this fellowship. And Lord, we remember mothers, some who have passed on, some of us who still are, children in different countries. Mm-hmm. And it can be a very difficult day. And we acknowledge that, Lord. But we acknowledge that we have your love. Lord, all that you've done for us, dying on the cross for us, Lord, giving us new life through the resurrection, sending us your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we trust in you. As somebody just sent me a few moments ago, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. So thank you for this day, Jesus, as we come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank Amen. You. We're going to begin with two songs this morning, giving thanks to the Lord. We're going to start with "Now Thank We All Our God with Hearts and Hands and Voices."
Sins are done.
Bruce is going to be bringing us a message about prayer, and we're going to sing Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart, which is a lovely prayerful song. And also, the Lord's really been speaking to me this week about I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And it's good to remember that. And in the chorus it talks about, I am strong. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. And that's all about Him.
So let us come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, our thoughts go out especially to all mothers today. We also pray for those who labour with the duties of motherhood within their own families and friends. May their homes be filled with many blessings, and may true love be evident among all of them. Where among families there is poverty or division, may resources and peace be found. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege and for the power of prayer, and that we can come to you at any time and in any place. We thank you, Lord, for people that we know well but that are not able to join us today. Lord, we think of Sarah Jane and ask that you would continue to uphold her. We pray, Lord, for Dennis, Joan, Chris and Sarah. We believe, Lord, that sometimes they are listening to our services, and we thank you for that. We pray for Stuart. Oh, Lord, we do miss Stuart. But, Lord, we know he misses the opportunity of coming and joining us for worship as he has done for so long. We pray for Bruce's parents, John and Margaret. We pray, Lord, for other friends and family that are on our minds at this time. And then, Lord, we also pray for each other. We thank you, Lord, for all that you mean to us. We pray for Richard. Pray that you would be all that he needs, and especially, Lord, that you would help him with his hearing and with his sight. We pray for Jilly. With Jilly, we pray for Robert. Lord, be with them both. We thank you for their faith. We thank you for the way that Jilly leads our worship. And we pray that you would continue to work through her. We pray for Brian. Oh, Lord, he gives so much of his time to the various things that we are involved with. And we thank you, Lord, for the event that took place yesterday. And we thank you for the way that Brian sat at our table, showing what we are hoping to do in the future in connection with the new centre. And we thank you, Lord, for his loyalty of being there and letting people see what we are trying to do. We thank you for Deborah. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to be her strength, that you would be her healer. We thank you for her faith. We thank you for her determination not to give up. We thank you for Graham, and ask that you would be with him. Lord, he does get disappointed at times, but so do we all, Lord, and we pray that you would be with Graham. He's been a believer for a very long time, and yet he finds discipleship not the easiest of tasks. But bless him and help him, Lord, we pray. We pray for Bruce. Oh, Lord, he does so much for us as a church, as a fellowship. And we thank you for all that he does that many people don't even see. We thank you, Lord, and pray that you would continue to uphold him. We pray, Lord, for Rita. Lord, she's in so much pain. found it very difficult, Lord, I think, to get here today, but Lord, we thank you for her, and we pray earnestly, Lord, that she will be given a date for her operation. And Lord, April has the same problem, and we pray that she will be given a date soon too. We pray, Lord, that the people concerned will realize how much pain these two ladies are bearing at this time. We pray for Jean. Lord, we thank you for all that she does, but Lord, we thank you that she's so faithful to Stuart. We thank you, Lord, for the way that she cares for him, for the way she keeps her home, and the way she is faithful to her faith. Oh, Lord, she's faithful to you, and we thank you for her and her gifting. We thank you for Sarah. Lord, Sarah's been away and been travelling quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. We thank you that you've brought her back safely, Lord. We love her and we thank you, Lord, that she was able to be with family and friends, and we pray that you would bless them too. But for Sarah, Lord, be her healer, be her strength. And Lord, we pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, undertake for us, Lord. It's been a very busy time recently, and we're wondering, Lord, what the future holds. So, Lord, would you give us your guidance and your wisdom? And Lord, as we continue now in worship, we pray that you would help us to reach out and claim your saving love, and know that you always are ready to meet with us in prayer, so that we can share our hopes, our thoughts, our problems with you. And may we also realize that you, Lord, know what is best for us. May we also know that peace that only you can give us. In your wonderful name we bring these prayers. Amen.
So, I sing a lovely song for the joys and for the sorrows, the best and worst of times, a reminder that Jesus is with us in everything, all that we go through, in all the joys and the sorrows.
Fears around.
Now it's over to Rita for our reading today.
Reading today is from Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always, and say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to you. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learnt or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Amen. Amen.
So we're going to sing Your Love is Everlasting. It's called Higher Than a Mountain, and it's asking the Lord to take us higher, take us out of the depths and up with Him. And it talks about casting our fears aside. Sorry. And apologies, because I didn't mean to send this out. We have done it before, but it was October, so but hopefully you'll remember it. I know Brian knows it. No pressure.
Willing to Brian.
Yeah.
This is one that Jenny wrote.
And you?
No. And Richard.
Your love is everlasting, a mist of broken dreams. Your paths will not be thwarted, however it may seem.
So the title for the message is an important one, but it is a short one today. Prayer is a way that we can contact with God. You know, it is right when we have a right relationship of what prayer is, that so that we are not so quick, for instance, to blame God for what we think is unanswered prayer, or we assume that God has not heard us. The key to knowing how to pray and the purpose of prayer briefly follows. Number one, prayer is worship. Yes, prayer is worship. As New Testament worshippers, you and I don't kill and burn animals or offer incense as sacrifice to the Lord. God calls us to offer up a different kind of sacrifice. That was the old way, but we are to lift our prayers to God as a kind of sacrifice. Unlike the Old Testament worshippers who had prescribed places and times for offering their sacrifices. But we don't have times. We can offer up our sacrifice of prayer anywhere and at any time. In prayer, we are offering the sacrifice, if you like, of our lives. In other words, our will for God's will, our neglect for God's attention, our sin for God's forgiveness, our callous heart for God's loving heart. Prayer, my friends, is worship. Number two, prayer is talking to God. You know, God wants us to communicate with Him. And the nice thing is, there's no engaged tone. There's no charges. No, we can talk to God at any time and in any place. And He is always ready to hear our prayers. Number three, prayer is an opportunity to bring our will into line with His. That's very important. You know, we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done," but do we mean it? Do we really mean it? Prayer's an opportunity to bring our will into line with God's plans. Number four, prayer also restores relationships. You know, prayer will bring us closer to God, and it will restore our relationship with Him and with other people. Other people perhaps where our relationship has broken. Prayer does this wonderful thing of bringing us closer to God and closer to each other. Number five, prayer needs to be regular. You know, the more time that we spend with God in prayer, the closer, yes, the closer our relationship comes. The more we talk to God, the closer we will get to the heart and mind of God. We will know what God wants from us. We will want to know how wonderful God is. Do we know? Do we ever think back of how great God is and has been in our own lives? You know, we need to make sure that our prayer is regular. If you love someone, you want to talk to them, won't you? Yeah, you want to be with them. Well, if we love God, we want to be with him. We want to talk with him. Prayer is not just talking to God. It is praying, being with him, talking to him, and letting him talk to us. You know, those moments of silent prayer are very, very important. Many, many, many years ago, the church I was in was having a retreat. We were to go on it. We were to be quiet, to listen to the introduction, and then no more voice. I thought, oh, that's not me. I can't do that. But you know, since then, I have been privileged with close friends to go away. Oh yes, we do some talking, but we do an awful lot of being quiet and listening to God. And I found that that has helped build up my faith, and it's brought me closer to God. So prayer needs to be regular. Number six, the last one. Prayer is offered for us even when we don't know how to pray. I have to go back to something that I'm sure I've shared with you before. But Dennis Bradley, when his son Christopher was in hospital in Exeter, he said to me, Bruce, I don't know how to pray. I said, well, just spend time with God, listen to him, and tell him that you would like him to be with Christopher. He'd already been told that Christopher was not going to recover and that in a certain time he would die. The wonderful thing is, Chris is still alive today. He's one of those that has listened to our services recently. And Dennis and Chris used to come to them when they lived closer. So you know, my friends, miracles can happen. Even when you don't know what to pray, just tell God, God, I'm worried about Christopher, I don't know what to say. God will say it for us. God will perform it for us. God will be the answer to that prayer. So, prayer is offered when we don't know how to pray. I want to share with you Romans 8, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. So there you are. The Spirit is still working in our lives and in our prayers. So, my friends, just as a close friend will listen to us, we must realize that God will listen even more to us than anyone else, because he loves us and he wants that time with us. So, may we never forget the importance of prayer, because this is the way to make our fellowship and our relationship with God, Father, Son, and Spirit much stronger. If you want a strong relationship with our God, then, my friends, we need to be people of prayer. I remember one lady in one of our churches. She rented her home. Most of us had electricity. She only had gas lights because her landlord wouldn't foot the cost. She had a faith. And people will come to me and say, Bruce, you know, she doesn't seem to say much. I had to tell them that she was, of all things, a woman of prayer. She knew prayer. She knew God. She loved God. She didn't complain. She didn't talk much, but she talked to God more than anything else. And you know, it was a great example for me. This poor lady, elderly, didn't seem to have many friends except those that were in our church. But she was a true believer, and she is now with the Lord in glory. Amen.
So just before communion, we're going to sing, When Peace Like a River Attendeth My Way. And you probably know the story of Horatio Spafford, who wrote this, who lost his children as they'd gone on a ship to England, and I believe he lost his fortune as well, but he had an amazing faith, and he writes, My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh,
And so we come to the table of the Lord. We know that when Jesus met with his disciples, he took the bread, broke it, gave the wine, and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Very famous, but very important words. And this is something that the church, the fellowship of believers throughout the world since then, has kept celebrating the Lord's Supper. And that's what we're doing now. Let us give thanks. We thank you, Lord, that you gave your body, your blood for us. And we do sincerely come to take part in this. And we want to remember with true, thankful hearts the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We know that Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This," said Jesus, "do in remembrance of me." Thank you, Brian. Thank you. And again, we know that Jesus took the cup and he said, "My blood has been shed for you. Do this," said Jesus, "in remembrance of me." So we retain the cup until we're all served, and then we will drink together. Brian? Oh, sorry. Thank you. The blood of the Lord Jesus was shed for us and for many. Let us be truly thankful. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the life you have given for us. We thank you for the privilege and the power of prayer. And we thank you that as we leave this place, we know and we thank you that you will be with us. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. Before we sing the last hymn, collect the cups. Oops, a daisy. Congratulations.
So, if we're talking about prayer, we can't go without singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. So, I've been waiting for Bruce to speak on prayer again. So,
to God in prayer.
remind you that next week is when we bring our gifts for the food bank. Thank you. May the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Alleluia!
You're not doing what we told her last night.